Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, you know, today is a day of good deeds, and we like to think that the Sunshine City has so many special people making a difference, and nothing is more special than the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, connected with the Duke Energy Center for the Mojave. And with me today is Amy Harriet Miller, who is in charge of this program, and she is a good deed doer. Welcome.
Thank you, Nanette. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So you're in your 30 years of class acts, smashing success with all of your programs. Let's walk through the highlights of this year's programs and then the new summer camp program.
This year's programming, regarding the adult programming, I would say about 80% of our adult programming are sold out shows. So main stage shows, which we do over 100 a year, were nearly all sold out this year. So that was amazing. And the lineup that we have for next year is going to be even better. I was on a call yesterday and I heard all kinds of names that really excited me. But yes, as you mentioned, the youth program, Class Acts. Class Acts is a field trip experience to the Mahaffey Theater, but this year we are offered two different types of field trip experiences. We offer something new called the BAM Fest, B-A-M. BAM stands for Books, Arts, and Music, and it's an art festival for kids out in our beautiful outdoor plaza where there is a book giveaway, arts and crafts and art instruction, as well as music instruction. Sometimes we have a petting zoo. There's everything there from acting workshops to improv, sidewalk chalk art, musicians and singing, dancing. We've themed them out throughout the year. The past year, we did 16 live shows for the kids and 9 of these BAM festivals. And we did that in the spirit of the 30th anniversary year season. And the biggest thing we did, we made the program free. So it's free to all for admission. And we also offer transportation scholarships. So we're contributing quite a lot to the community, and these kids are coming from all over Pinellas County and beyond, and they are aged pre-K through 12th grade.
You know, arts makes such a difference in mental wellness and self-esteem, and your programs are engaging, they're educational, they're inspiring, inclusive, and they're just plain fun. I know it takes a lot of work to do this. What is I would say the best reward are the smiles.
Oh, the kids are bouncing around the plaza. They're getting out of the classroom. I mean, we remember what school was like, right? Just sitting there captive at a desk all day. There's nothing better than being able to go on a field trip and be outside while using a stage as a classroom or an outdoor plaza and learning all the various art forms.
So this summer is something completely new, 2024 Summer Camp. Tell us all about it, and what can the parents expect? What can children expect?
Oh my goodness, last year our education and outreach coordinator, Katrina Young, created this program as she started the inaugural year with Seussical the Musical, and it was a two-week camp culminated with two evening shows, and it was phenomenal. So this year is the second year we're doing summer camps in the 5 years that I've been there, and she is doing The Little Mermaid Junior. We have 50 spots total available, and I think we're at 40-something, so there still is room to have your child join the fun. They're aged 8 to 18 for this musical, and you don't have to have any prior experience.
So how can parents get into the program with their children? Where do they go to?
All they need to do is call 300-2000 and ask for Katrina.
Wonderful. Now, the thing that I think is so amazing is, and we talked about membership having a benefit, let's talk about if you become a member of the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, you do get access to this incredible lounge pre and post show, or during the intermission as well, correct?
Well, first and foremost, you get community goodwill. No, I'm just kidding. You get access to the best seats before the shows go on sale to the public. But you also join a community of like-minded people who support the performing arts. You get other really nice perks like free parking and access to our VIP lounge where you can hang out and have drinks and snacks prior to the show. Your service fees are waived, and those have gotten quite pricey these days. So there's all kinds of interesting benefits. And we also now have the beautiful downtown waterfront Sonata restaurant and lounge at the Mahaffey The food is delicious, and now you can do dinner and a show. And we've got a Mother's Day brunch planned for this Sunday. And I think there's also a little bit of room left there, too.
So Executive Chef Ted Dorsey, many of you knew him from the Mill. Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. It's open for brunch and dinner. It's open for private parties. But you also have something else, and that is a wonderful art exhibition that changes from the Imagine Museum. I believe Mr. Edwards now showcases a lot of that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was birthed last year. Actually, I wanted to do an event called Music and Musings prior to the pandemic, and it was on hold for quite a while. So then we finally had this community event where we invited other cultural neighbors into our space to share our walls and let them display their art. And the Imagine Museum was in the rotation. They were the last of five different organizations that we partnered with. We partnered with Creative Clay, Park, Warehouse Arts District, and so we ended there with Imagine Museum. And when I introduced Trish Duggan and Bill, they hit it off. They're both just big thinkers, big idea people, and the brief partnership that was an exhibition and an art auction turned into a larger partnership, a more long-standing partnership. Bill has since joined their board of directors. Trish has since joined our board of directors, and we'll be having rotating art exhibitions, as well as we have this beautiful moon installation in the restaurant.
Yes, and I'll tell you, if you want to know more about the Class Acts, MahaffeyClassActs.org. Amy, I want to ask you a little bit about your journey. Are you born and raised here?
I'm born and raised in South Bend, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I came to Florida. My entree to Florida was Tampa. I went to the University of Tampa. And my first job out of college was at Operation PAR, which was a nonprofit. And I met a lot of people on the board of directors, and that led me to meeting cool people like Betty Sembler, and then I ended up working for her. And it just, from there, I met a lot of people in the community. I figured out how boards liaise with nonprofits, and I really got in. The philanthropy bug bit me, and I do blame it on Betty Sembler. And then through, I worked at the Dolly Museum for a pretty good stint. It was part of their opening the new museum. That was a wonderful and crazy ride. And after that, I did some consulting. And when I was consulting, I partnered up with a man named Jim McDougald, who had a passion for history. And we were very project-based, and one of the projects we had was a luncheon, and it was attended by Bill Edwards, and I reached out to him the following week to thank him for coming and also to ask him for a donation, and we got to talking, and he asked me if I was interested in working for him, and it just so happened that Jim and I were wrapping up our project, and he had suggested that I start looking, so I said, well, I've talked to Mr. Edwards and met him, and I think I just found my dream job in running the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, so I'm honored and privileged to be working side by side with Bill Edwards.
Yes, and Joe Santiago, who handles the Mahaffey, one of the premier professionals in the country. What a great team. So the Bill Edwards Foundation for Arts, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, and Class Acts. If you haven't been, 400 First Street Southeast, right next to the Dolly, ample parking. Can you give us any kind of preview? Did I just see that America is coming?
America was announced recently, and they are
so
on October 11th. We also have coming up Chris D'Elia, the comic, One Night of Queen with Gary Mullen, who is phenomenal, Mike Birbiglia, another comic, and we have this amazing seven-show run with Bert Kreischer, and he is doing a Netflix taping on one of the nights, which is really going to put Mahaffey and St. Petersburg on the map. We're super excited about that. We've also got Taylor Shines, a laser spectacular, Paw Patrol Live, a family show, Maren Morris, who's a new one, and That Girl Lele, as well as Herbie Hancock, Tango Lovers, Buena Vista Social Orchestra, a Beatles tribute, which is called 1964 Tribute, Brian Regan, and then Seven Nights of Riverdance. And that's just wrapping up this season. I actually cannot yet reveal what's happening in the 2025 season.
Well, we hope that you'll come back in. And I do see that you have one more BAM left, the May 21st Safety First.
We do. That's an exciting one. We partnered with St. Pete Police Department after we received a grant from them We got some forfeiture money to put on the BAM. They put their funds towards the scholarships. I did also want to mention that there are scholarships available for that summer camp program. But the BAM on May 21st is the last youth event of the season. And if anyone would like to come out and observe, you could just contact me and we'd love to have you out to take a look at how it all works.
That is just wonderful. Amy, some parting words for people who want to be involved in the Class Acts Bill Edward Foundation for the Arts?
Yeah, get in touch with us. We're always looking for volunteers for these BAMs. We get up to 600, 700 children in the outdoor plaza, and we need help with all the different stations. It's very well organized, and we could certainly use more help. That's one of the ways. We could also use help seating kids at the live shows. And then we always have special events that we need help with as well. And we now have a couple of new board members as we grow and diversify, and we're forming some committees. So we're also looking for people to serve on committees like marketing and sponsorship and membership recruitment. So there's plenty of ways to get involved, and all you have to do is contact one of us.
Well, RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM. We hope to be at some of the children's things, and we hope to support you in many ways. And we thank you for being here today, and we thank Mr. Edwards for what he does for this community. Make sure you buy season tickets for the Mahaffey. It's worth it. Join as a member. Personally, I just think it is the most glorious European-style internationally acclaimed venues in town. So thank you so much, Amy Harriet Miller, for being here.
Thank you, Nanette, for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity.